Today's guiding principle from the United Methodist Code of Conduct is justice. Our scripture for today can be found in Micah 6:8. It says, "He has told you, human one, what is good and what the Lord requires from you. To do justice, embrace faithful love, and walk humbly with your God." As the prophet Micah professes, justice is a requirement for living a righteous faith. Our personal experiences of God should be reflected in how we see, treat, and advocate for each other. When we participate in the harm of another by engaging in or tolerating sexual misconduct, we not only violate our call to love, we fail to honor the divine image that God has woven into each of us. Similarly, pursuing and sustaining justice is how we collectively participate in the kingdom of God, such that all members of God's human family may flourish. When we create or perpetuate systems that enable abuses of power and objectify and commodify the body of one for the gain of another, we misrepresent God's will and God's intention for a healthy and thriving society. Justice is a personal commitment to a collective effort. As we uphold our sacred covenant with one another, this pursuit of justice calls us to disrupt harmful norms and practices that we have failed to interrogate. Turning a blind eye, covering up wrongs people have done because they sit in positions of power, not believing victims. These acts perpetuate harm and erode trust in our individual relationships and institutions. In a spirit of repentance, may we be led to reorient our lives and practices. May we learn to hold each other accountable in our desire to sustain justice. May we seek the Lord's guidance to shed light on norms and practices that we have overlooked. May we be enlivened by our collective journey of pursuing justice, loving justly, and walking humbly with our God. Let us pray. Loving God, grant us the desire to sustain justice. Hold us accountable when we choose to turn a blind eye. Help us to honor your divine image in our neighbor. Thank you for listening today. My name is Crystal Wolston, and I just read a devotion written by John Hill. We encourage you to download a written version of this 13-day devotional and to use them in your ministry setting. You can access it by visiting umsexualethics.org/devos. That's umsexualethics.org/devos.